Today, Nanny Ogg was taking some time out to tend her secret still in the woods. As a still, it was the best-kept secret there could be, since everyone in the kingdom knew exactly where it was, and a secret kept by so many people must be very secret indeed. Even the king knew, and knew enough to pretend he didn't know, and that meant he didn't have to ask her for any taxes, and she didn't have to refuse. And every year at Hogswatch, he got a barrel of what honey might be if only bees weren't teetotal. And everyone understood the situation. No one had to pay any money, and so, in a small way, the world was a happier place. And no one was cursed until their teeth fell out. Nanny was dozing. Keeping an eye on a still was a day and night job, but finally the sound of people repeatedly calling her name got too much for her. No one would come into the clearing, of course. That would mean admitting that they knew where it was. So they were blundering around in the surrounding bushes. She pushed her way through and was greeted with some looks of feigned surprise that would have done credit to any amateur dramatic company. "Well, what do you lot want?" she demanded. "Oh, Mrs. Ogg, we thought you might be taking a walk in the woods," said Porchick, while a scent that could clean glass wafted on the breeze. "You've got to do something. It's Mistress Weatherwax." "What's she done?" "You tell her, Mr. Ampecker." The man next to Porchick took off his hat quickly and held it respectfully in front of him in the "I, senor, the bandidos have raided our villages" position. "Well, ma'am, my lad and I were digging for a well, and then she come past."
"Granny Weatherwax?"
"Yes'm. And she said," Ampecker gulped, "you won't find any water there, my good man. You'd be better off looking in the hollow by the chestnut tree." "And we dug on down anyway, and we never found no water."
Nanny lit her pipe. She didn't smoke around the still since that time when a careless spark had sent the barrel she was sitting on 100 yards into the air. She'd been lucky that a fir tree had broken her fall.
"So, then you dug in the hollow by the chestnut tree?" she said mildly.
Ampecker looked shocked.
"No'm. There's no telling what she wanted us to find there."
"And she cursed my cow," said Porchick.
"Really? What did she say?"
"She said, may she give a lot of milk."
Porchick stopped. Once again, now that he came to say it.
"Well, it was the way she said it," he added weakly.
"And what kind of way was that?"
"Nicely."
"Nicely."
"Smiling and everything. I don't dare drink the stuff now."
Nanny was mystified. "Can't quite see the problem."
"You tell that to Mr. Opcroft's dog," said Porchick. "Opcroft daren't leave the poor thing on account of her. The old family's going mad. There's him shearing, his wife sharpening the scissors, and the two lads out all the time looking for fresh places to dump the hair."
Patient questioning on Nanny's part elucidated the role the hair riftorer had played in this.
"And he gave it half the bottle, Mrs. Ogg.
Even though Esme writes a right small spoonful once a week on the label. And even then you need to wear roomy trousers.
He said he was so nervous, Mrs. Ogg. I mean, what's she playing at? Our wives are keeping the kids indoors. I mean, supposing she smiled at them."
"Well,
she's a witch."
"So am I, and I smiles at them," said Nanny Ogg. "They're always running after me for sweets."
"Yeah, but you're, I mean, she, I mean, you don't, I mean, well."
"And she's a good woman," said Nanny. Common sense prompted her to add, "in her own way. I expect there is water down in the hollow, and poor Chick's cow'll give good milk, and if Hopcroft won't read the labels on bottles, then he deserves a head you can see your face in. And if you think Esme Weatherwax had cursed kids, you've got the sense of an earthworm. She'd cuss 'em, yes, all day long, but not curse 'em. She don't aim that low."
"Yes, yes," Porchick almost moaned, "but it don't feel right, that's what we're saying. Her going round being nice. A man don't know if he's got a leg to stand on."
"Or hop on," said Ampecker darkly.
"All right, all right. I'll see about it," said Nanny. "People shouldn't go around not doing what you expect," said Porchick weakly. "It gets people on edge."
"And we'll keep an eye on your stick," Ampecker said, and then staggered backwards, grasping his stomach and wheezing.
"Don't mind him, it's the stress," said Porchick, rubbing his elbow.
"'Been picking herbs, Mrs. Hogg?'
"'That's right,' said Nanny, hurrying away across the leaves.
"'So shall I put the fire out for you, then?' Porchick shouted.